with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been an update in the death count in one North Carolina county due to Hurricane Helene.
An official says the North Carolina county that's home to Asheville overcounted deaths caused by Helene by as much as 30. That's according to a statement by the sheriff's office and data from the state. Buncombe County officials, who previously reported 72 dead, are now deferring to the state's tally of 42 deaths. In dropping the death toll, one official cited factors ranging from updated causes of death to communication challenges after the storm that knocked out cell service and electricity in multiple mountain counties. Statewide officials say a total of 96 people died from Helene's aftermath. I'm Shelley Adler.
It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and former President Trump was in Florida seeking Latino voters. Trump says supporters among the Latino community have been growing steadily since he first won in 2016.
And they produce for the country because the level of genius, entrepreneurship, energy that they have, it's an incredible community. And I like them and they liked me. And now they're seeing numbers that are shocking.
Mr. Trump held a roundtable with Latino men in the Miami suburb of Doral today. E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states. That includes one person who died and 10 who were hospitalized. It also includes a child hospitalized with severe kidney complications. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported the outbreak on Tuesday. It says infections were reported between September 27th and October 11th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points today. This is SRN News. A unique Bible for children.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ordered Florida's Surgeon General to stop making threats against TV stations over a pro-abortion ad they've been running. A group campaigning for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution sued earlier this month over letters officials in the state's health department sent to TV stations. The letters claim the ads contain false and misleading information about the state law. This is SRN News. Police officers have arrested a teenager in connection with the deaths of five people found fatally shot inside a home southeast of Seattle. We hear more on this story from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
Authorities say several 911 callers reported the shooting in Fall City, Washington. Deputy Mike Mellis with the King County Sheriff's Office says officers acted swiftly when they got to the scene.
When deputies got here, they discovered sort of a chaotic scene. But what they did when they entered the property is they immediately took one teenage male into custody.
That audio was courtesy of KOMO. He says deputies also found the bodies of five people and that the shooting appeared to involve members of a family. The official says another teen was found injured and taken to a Seattle hospital. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.